All right, guys, I just wanted to clear up something from my last video that I made because people were concerned that I was saying that it doesn't matter if what DNA you are, you can be saved. But I never said that. I said, don't worry about your DNA because you can't prove if you're a pure Israelite or not. So I never said all DNA is acceptable. So I just want to clear that up. The way I look at it is if our Father Yahweh has shown you the truth, then most likely you're one of his children because he says, my sheep hear my voice. So I get a lot of emails and comments and stuff, asking me, well, what if my DNA isn't, pure, blah, 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 blah. Well, even if you try to get your DNA checked, the Jewish establishments, they own all the DNA companies, so it's most likely you would get a DNA test that came back either you're black or a Jew or something, So, just you can't know, but you can know if you hear the Father's voice and you know the truth. And I wanted to address this SpaceX thing because, as you know, I do expose the Jews as being sodomites, which they love their sodomite rituals. Elon means El, on is a city of Egypt. Musk is a gland in the anal tract, okay? And so these Jews are all about their sodomite rituals. Rockets to the moon. A moon is an ass. Your rocket's a penis. So it's the same sodomite ritual crap that they always do, to be candid. Okay. I mean, we've already a lot of YouTubers have already exposed that this is a fraud. It's obvious it's a fraud. This car in space, it's ridiculous. Anyway, they've been exposed. It's showing that it's CGI. They actually went in to their live feed and changed it, which on YouTube, none of us are able to go into a live feed and change and edit it or change it, but they did. And I believe that was a deception. If you believe somebody landed, we landed on the moon. The moon is a satellite. It's a light. In the chapter of Job, it says that we have a glass firmament over us. We live in a dome. And I don't know how you can land on a light. The Book of Enoch talks about it. The stars are angels. They're not gas balls. There are no meteors falling on us. If you see those, they are fallen angels. The planets are rebellious stars who have gone against Yahweh. And those stars are named pagan names for a reason. Like Jupiter is Zeus, Saturn is Satan, okay? Venus is the goddess, which Satan is a Baphomet, which he's both sexes. And so to believe that we put, oh, and also there's movies. There's a like a heavy metal movie type movie which shows the Starman in the sky, which Starman in the sky, if you listen to David Bowie songs, is Satan. He's the Starman. Stars are angels. And if you fall for that, fine. I've had people comment on my channel that, somebody said I'm intelligent and a beautiful girl, but how could you deny that the Israelites put a man on the moon? No, you saw it on TV, which is a production of the Jews. The Jews own production agencies. They run Hollywood. They're all the Baphomets. They are the trannies. They're both sexes, and they want to push that on humanity. And this whole today, I was reading a lot about the soy products, which now, there's this new thing coming out called soy boys because they are being raised on soy, and they're and soy is a feminine hormone, okay? And so we have a lot of men that are girly boys, and the Jews want that because then you don't fight back. So my suggestion is to those soy boys, start lifting some weights and at least stop believing the cultural Marxist communist bullshit from the Jews, because it is just more genocide on our race, on our families. It's an assault on our families and our values. Yahweh clearly said that being gay is an abomination. It doesn't produce children. There's no scientific proof that it is a genetic disposition. It is learned culturally, and it is a perversion. And that's the truth. Another issue I dealt with today was a lot of different CI pastors and everybody, pointing the finger saying, "You're a Jew, you're a Jew, you're a Jew." We have the Jews killing our white babies, raping them, torturing them, murdering them, and eating them, all right? So if you pastors are out there all arguing with each other about who's doctrine is correct and whose isn't, and being petty about all this stuff, we have way more to worry about than that. If you're exposing the Jews as the synagogue of Satan, then you have my support. I'm not going to pick sides on William Fink and Eli James and who's a Jew and who isn't and all this crap, because I believe that everybody's out there doing their best to expose the Jews and to say that they are the synagogue of Satan. They've been genociding our race for eons, and that's what matters to me. So I don't want to hear who's evil and who's a Jew and who isn't. I don't care about all that, right? I'm not here to be a poster girl for s Christian identity. I don't care about popularity. I don't care about making money. I don't care about any of that, okay? I'm not. I'm just, I went to college, okay? I studied liberal arts. I went through nursing school. I decided it wasn't for me. I didn't practice it. I'm no dummy, and I know what they teach in the liberal arts schools. Liberalism, okay? I've admitted to things that I do in life. I smoke cigarettes, which I'm trying to stop doing. And, I don't eat pork, but God, everything has lard in it, so you have to read the labels. It's hard to change all your habits overnight. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to eat the best I can, to not drink pop, to eat. I grow a garden every year, a huge gardens with organic food. But when you have chemtrails falling on your food, what are you going to do? And they're trying to change our DNA every way they can, through vaccines, through chemtrails, through foods we eat, through the PBAs soaking through the plastic into our bodies. They want to feminize the men. And this is just facts. The liberals will deny it. They'll make excuses and say no. But why do they put soy in everything? Why are we feeding our children soy instead of breast milk? These things need to be answered. And another thing, all these alt-right people who refuse to accept CI s Christian identity, they cannot answer the question why the Jews hate us. They can't answer that. But Christian identity can answer why the Jews hate us, because we are Israel. We are true Israel. Adam means to be ruddy in the face, to blush. Period. There's no argument there. You can be a black person saying you can be ruddy. They say ruddy as a cow. Are you kidding me? And if you look up black Hebrew Israelites and put and ruddy, it'll show these blacks with red faces. It's just hilarious. Like these reddish brown faces. It's hilarious. But you know, that's just. And I challenge all of you out there to go to Google Images and put who are the great American artists? They all come up black people. Who are the great American inventors? You're going to see a whole lot of black people. Who are the European women? Who are the white women of the European race? You're going to see a lot of black people and mixed races. So, Google, which is owned by the Jews, has, you know, skewed the Google images to make everybody think the blacks. They're trying to rewrite history, and they're putting blacks in movies as heroes that were white heroes of our time. You know, this is just absolutely obvious proof that the Jews are trying to rewrite history and put the blacks in the place of the Israelites, okay? A question I have for the black race is why do you use the Star of David, which is the Star of Moloch, for your emblem that you wear in your clothes? It's the Star of Moloch, which is Satan, Saturn, and which you are admitting that you believe that people should be sacrificed through the fire. It's in the Bible, the sacrifice to Moloch. Jesus or Yahweh said, "Do not put pass your children through the fire." So I don't think the blacks understand that, you know, the Jews own these slave ships, and they rape the women. So we have a lot of black Jews who hate us because they're part Jewish. So most of our Jew blacks probably are Jewish, unless they are just recently immigrated from Africa, as we know they are doing in all the European countries. And the Jews have done this to genocide a race further. So I hope that clears up some things from my last video that I made. I love you guys. Leave your comments underneath. Tell me what you think. You know, I find that I'm very blessed because the people on my channel are extremely well educated and intelligent, and I don't tolerate comments from the black Hebrew Israelite cult because it's nonsense, fantasy, and honestly, just ridiculous. So I'm not going to tolerate that. But if you have an issue with what I have to say, you know, just write it into the comments. You know, I have no problem with my brothers or sisters of the white race, you know, making an argument that you don't believe in the flat earth, or you don't believe that, you know, that you believe they landed on the moon and all this stuff. Fine. But I'll tolerate that, but I'm not going to tolerate the black Hebrew Israelites commenting on my stuff. Because what they want to do is create an argument, and I'm not going to have ugly, disgusting arguments on my channel. And to be further accused of race baiting and, you know, all that crap. You know, I'm not here to cause fights and all that kind of thing. So I love you guys. Guess that's all I have to say right now. I will talk to you soon. All right, I'm out.